Early in 1936, Dmitri Shostakovich was in the doghouse, which in Stalin's Soviet Union could be just a step from the gulag. Stalin had dropped in on a performance of the composer's new opera and stormed out. 2 days later, Pravda, the state newspaper, called the opera noise and dissonance and dismissed Shostakovich as a petty bourgeois composer. Some say Stalin wrote that review himself, and in the USSR, no one else's opinion mattered. Against this backdrop, Shostakovich wrote his towering Fifth Symphony to try to redeem himself in the eyes of Stalin. This is a recording of the New York Philharmonic conducted by Leonard Bernstein. And next weekend, Maren Alsop will lead the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra in a performance of the piece. NPR Scott Simon spoke with the maestra and asked her what happened to Shostakovich after that fateful opera performance in front of Stalin.
He had gone from being the most revered and, favored composer to being censored and banned and an outcast. His friends wouldn't even speak to him. And he was speaking to a friend saying, what am I going to do? There's nothing I can do to redeem myself. And, he started thinking about how can I be true to myself and yet also write music that will somehow appeal to these very narrow-minded leaders. And he brilliantly achieves that, because what he does is he's walking this fine line between giving them this patriotic music, with a lot of brass, a lot of percussion, kind of military march-like, mm-hmm. and also writing music that has a constant double entendre. So below the surface, one's never sure if he's being sarcastic, ironic, or completely sincere.
Let's begin. We heard a bit of the opening, which certainly has notes of distress and conflict. Later in the first movement, as you suggest, we hear, it's not exactly John Philip Sousa, but a rousing military march. I must say, there's a part of me that envisions Papa Joe himself with that bristly mustache and corncob pipe sitting up during this music and saying, finally, that's music.
Right. You can just sense all the authorities, sitting suddenly up at attention and saluting and just almost out of their seats, wanting to march to this music. And of course, that was Shostakovich's intention. For the Soviet authorities, this was real patriotic music. But for the listeners who were in tune with the subtext, it was an ironic, almost a jab at the authorities. So he managed to serve both audiences and both purposes simultaneously, which must have been a tortuous line for him to tread. Can you imagine?
Help us through a section of this, if you could, Maestra, where we hear this, both the, if you please, the royal pomp and circumstance, the martial stirrings, and the notes of subversion.
Well, of course, this sounds like just a happy-go-lucky peasant dance in a way, but Shostakovich is referencing Mahler, particularly Mahler in his First Symphony, Mahler's approach to the scherzo, and Mahler is a banned composer. He's censored, he's prohibited, because his music is subversive, he was Jewish, so many strikes against Mahler. So here is Shostakovich not really quoting Mahler, but imitating Mahler's music.
So many different emotions in this piece, between despair, the martial music. Let's listen to part of the third movement. Different mood altogether. Thank you.
for me, this is really the apex, the emotional apex of the piece. I'm sure for the Soviet authorities sitting, it was probably a moment for them to rest their eyes, but it is so pleading and plaintive in tone, also very personal, very intimate, this third movement. And yet, at some moments, the celli just, they're searing, passionately singing out. You know, it goes again from one extreme to the opposite end of the spectrum emotionally. And I think the listeners, especially his countrymen who understood what kind of thin line he was treading, I think they would have heard this plea and really related intensely to this movement.
The piece had its premiere in 1937. Did it achieve what Shostakovich hoped for?
Oh, I think it did more than achieve what he wanted. This is a landmark piece for Shostakovich, and it was much more than a piece of music. This was really a matter of life and death for Shostakovich. And with this piece, he manages to really retain his own integrity. He's true to himself, and yet at the same time, he's able to once again get back into the good graces of the authorities. You know, whether he wanted that or not, it was a matter of survival.
Maren Alsop speaking with NPR Scott Simon about the Symphony No. 5 by Dmitri Shostakovich. The maestro will conduct the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra in performances of the work next weekend. You can read Maren Alsop's essay on Shostakovich and hear more of the Fifth Symphony at our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon returns next week. I'm Linda Wertheimer.